Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 57 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 54 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Thank you. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
KFAKV, VH3, Alpha, India, India. KFAKV, VH3, Alpha, India, India. Nothing heard on Gordon, KF8AKV, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, will be clear.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
N5RT, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KF8, Alpha Kilo Victor, VH3, Alpha India, India. Nothing heard, KF8AKV, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, will be clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. the Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 79 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
NHWCB, NHWCB, this is Katie Lyon.
KHYNU, this is NHWCB. Well, hello. It sounded like it was a busy emergency response day around here. Hopefully that wasn't the case for you today. How did we do at work?
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad today. We hardly kept up, and it was definitely busy, for sure.
Definitely got to be the warmer weather or something. I'll tell you, it's I don't know what it is. Like you say, it seems like it's been busy. Everywhere. I've been listening even to Troy and Fire today, and they've been running calls. Like I say, probably everybody's back in school, back from Labor Day, back enjoying the weather or something.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like everybody and his brother decided to call 911 today, and then if it wasn't that, the guys on the road were finding stuff. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, that gets pretty bad when they start coming across calls. I guess it makes for a good response time, but boy, it adds to everybody's workload out there and changes dispatch's plans, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I don't like it. It's like, you know, you guys need to just close your eyes and keep driving.
Yeah, that's for certain. I guess for the patient, that's a good thing. Like I say, for them, for you guys inside, not such a good thing. But I guess it saves the phone call, I suppose, somebody answering a phone.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your day today?
Not too bad here. Not too bad. Got on the roof finally and did that gutter. I've been procrastinating. It's been so hot and it's like I better get it done. The weather's still good, so I jumped up there today and. That gutter was pretty packed in the back. I got that cleaned out. The roof at least is still in decent shape and it's good to walk on. So I'm glad for an old roof like that. We're still exploring options in that avenue.
Yeah. Just be careful going up there. You don't need to fall off the roof. If you get some of them gutter tars or something like that, and keep it from the leaves going in the gutters.
That's hopefully the plan if we ever put a new roof on this house, and that ever comes to fruition. That's the plan, but especially across the back, maybe in the front, but definitely across the back, and that'll. Eliminate having to get up on the roof, but at least I got an eyeball on it. It really isn't too bad. It's, you know, transitioning, getting up there at night, not the You know, I have to, you know, pretty much crawl across the roof there. I don't have the greatest balance anymore, but get across it and get back and get back on the ladder and all good and done.
Yeah, glad that's over with. So hopefully I don't have to worry about that for a little while at least. But, you know, I drive past and I try to look at the roof as I'm driving past, but always seeing some knucklehead either pulls out, puts on their brakes, or you know, being dumb, and so I can't get a good look at the roof.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes definitely on that part of the road now, especially with that new pathway that goes through. Really have had a lot of issues, or maybe a lack of education for people, because, I mean, people just start out. We've almost had a couple, three accidents. They're just people slamming on the brakes and somebody then almost rear-ending them. The idea of the walkway pathway is a great idea. It really is, but there needs to be something a little bit better to control traffic and pedestrians. Either education or the blinking lights doesn't do it.
Yeah. I think it is education. It's that people don't understand that it's, you know, those little shiny lights, they're there to get people's attention, but they're not a stoplight. They're not a actual stop sign to make, you know, make people stop. They're just there to say, hey, somebody's crossing, pay attention.
NAWCB, yes, I concur there. Like I say, and you know, you just never know. I've watched these people, and you know, they give a, you know, these pedestrians, they give you a dirty look if you don't stop. Or I'm watching people driving by, and it's like, you know, you don't have the right of way. You step into the street, and some of these folks, you know, they're stepping in the street. They, you know, they just simply don't care. Again, it's just a lack of education, and you know, I'll just leave it at that.
No, I get it. And then people are just rude. They don't care. It's like parking lots, you know. It's like you back out and somebody's walking behind you. And it's like, hey, dude, you know, I'm backing out. Just see that, you know, I'm moving and I've got my, you know, reverse lights on. It's just like people don't care. They're into themselves and, you know, they're doing their own thing. And heaven forbid if, you mess their day up or stop them from doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's for certain, you know. Folks have a lot on their minds, but unfortunately, you know, we live in a world where there's others out there, and sometimes, you know, we have to put ourselves, think of another's type of thing, and I think our world has lost that. Other people and other, you know, that care and compassion for others that are out there. Just so much going on out there today in our world.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's pretty sad. I don't know what to think about it. You know, people lose the care and affection for others, they become monsters. And I think a lot of people have become monsters, and it's very evident in today's world.
That's for sure. Again, a world without God, without the Bible, and that. It makes it hard. We live in this world, and we can make a difference with our actions and attitudes, and even how we respond. And trying to tell myself that these days is, we do the best we can, I suppose.
Yeah, I've had have that discussion with the kids, because the kids know about yesterday's event, and got some questions, from them in regards to it. And, just had to explain, hey, you still got to show love, you still got to show compassion, you still got to show, do what's right, even in a world that doesn't like what's right.
And that's a good teaching moment there for you. And, it's hard to believe. Your kids are at a point that your older ones are at a point where they understand things that are going on, or beginning to understand or ask the tough questions. And that's, like you say, it's a good teaching moment. And being able to live that out, it's hard. Our country is, our world has become really a battleground against one another, rather than uniting and joining. And that just, a lot of it has become a moral issue, just leaving it at that point. It's bad, but again, we can be that light in a lost world.
Yeah, seeing that light set on a hill, or salt. Still gotta be there. Still gotta step up and do what's right. So. Yeah, it was good. It was, the teaching moment, in it. Not the event itself, but, the teaching moment, it is hard to live out. It's hard to show compassion. It's hard to, show forgiveness, or, to show love to somebody that hates you, or hates your beliefs, or hates your ideology, or Your mindset. It's hard, but we're called to do it, and that's what's right.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, seeing that salt and light in this world today is important. And prayer goes a long way as well. I know there's been a lot of discussion in that, but You still have to pray for these things, and pray for our world, and pray for, pray for our response, how we would respond as well, and show that example also.
Okay, why do you? Yep, indeed. You guys get out and enjoy the warm weather here today. It's been pretty nice from what I've heard.
NAWCD. Actually, with being on the roof, Bob was outside some, kind of guided me there on the ladder, and she kind of did some walking outside. She's been out yesterday a few moments. We did a barbecue last night, and it's definitely, like I say, the humidity is great, and it gets warm during the day, and it's good sleeping weather at night. Of course, the daylight, the heating doesn't last as long, and so it cools down a lot quicker. But yeah, we've really been able to enjoy it. How about you guys?
we've been out and about here and there, but really outside of that, just kind of getting stuff done here at the house and kind of doing some errands and different things that it requires us to go places. But we'll slow down here, hopefully here soon.
I guess I'm that. In a busy time, it seems like the calendar fills up and then it kind of slows down a little bit, and definitely gets you in that regard. It's been nice not to have to do all the yard work, at least with it being dry, and I'm able to catch up on a few things. I've got another dissertation there. I think I told you yes, the other day for Lee, so working on that. And you know, it's just a little bit slower pace now that we're back from Reed City, so definitely catch in that way. But hey, at least you know, able to get caught up on things, I guess.
Hey, that's what matters. That's what matters. Getting stuff done and being able to pace yourself—that's a good thing for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home. So I'm going to head in here and get some food and get ready for the net here in a little bit. But I appreciate the good conversation on the way north. Hopefully you guys have a good evening. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the evening. And hopefully get to talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, long weekend. But at least a quarter of it is down for you. Glad for you in that way, but yeah, enjoyed the conversation, boy. It seems like the last couple of times, it's like, wow, it's kind of come and gone, but I definitely enjoyed it. But anyway, you enjoy your evening, and enjoy dinner and relaxing, and get some rest, and back at it tomorrow, and like I say, hopefully we can talk to you at that time. But tell everyone hello, and thanks for the ride along. 73s and 88 you and the family. This is November 8 Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we are clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom. KAYNU, clear.
The Great 38, WACMN, Flint.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, testing an antenna that I just tried to repair and put back on the roof. Am I getting into this machine with low power? KE8LAX looking for a signal report.
NAWRO, you are sounding great. Lima Charlie.
NAWRO, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Did a little bit of work to an antenna on top of the roof and put this FTM 300D in the office, so I was just testing it. I appreciate it. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Awesome, Dean. That's a good radio. I've got the FTM 150 myself, but so I presume you're going to be on the net tonight then.
That is correct. That's actually what I was trying to get it all set up for.
Sounds good. I'll clear the frequency so they can do their 15-minute check then. You have a good one, and I'll listen for you on the net. NAWRO.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
WSJY 430 testing. Anybody out there? Shall I get off ham radio?
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 62 degrees.